listening and watching the Alter Perform Show, the show about performing your best at business and life. Today we have a very special guest. I always say that, they're all very special. He is a commercial photographer. This is his first time on radio and live. And, hold on guys, a little technical difficulties.
All very special.
Decided not to find a connection on our live Facebook feed. See if that works. Kind of funny, just decided to do that. Hey guys, how are you? So we're doing a live show, Alter Perform show, the show about performing your best at business and life. We all simulcast today on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. But that's Instagram. That's YouTube. And today we have a great guest, Peter Mitchell. He's a commercial professional photographer. He's been doing it since 2009, is that what you said? Since 2009, and we were talking about some headshots. I need some new headshots, and I could tell he was really excited about his work because he started getting excited. You know, he was like, oh, yeah, you know, we could do this. And what were you saying about, not about lighting, but you're saying branding it, like lighting branding, something like that. What was it you said?
Stylizing it and adding more character to it than to your headshots.
So it was more specific for me.
Yes, or just to make it you stand out a little bit different than other basic headshots.
Ooh.
And just using lighting to shape your face or to give you a mood of some sort.
To give you a mood. Okay, that's great. So how did you learn how to do photography and what brought you to it?
I've enjoyed doing photography bits and pieces. When I was younger, I had a neighbor that did it with film, and he had his own dark room, and he converted his bathroom into a dark room. But because photography is expensive, it took me a while to finally buy my stuff. And in 2009, I had a coworker, and he was my mentor at the time. And he showed me the lighting. It's like, here's the camera, and if you do one flash to two flashes, what we can do or what I can do. And I would research more, and just because I love and have a passion for photography, I would stay up until 2 a.m. researching different ways to shoot and different ways with lighting, and also find the style that I want per se. And so, and then I would talk to my mentor and say, hey, I like this shot. What do I need to perform this? And so he gave me tips, and then I just started growing, and I got a chance to get published in a music magazine in 2012, I think it was my first, and then I got
what magazine?
Performer Music Magazine.
Performer Music Magazine.
And so
what month was that? Do you remember?
I think it was maybe August of 2012. So it's been a while. And then I was able to get into a fashion magazine, Pump Magazine, in 2014. And then recently I was able to take the cover shot for a technical, international technical magazine. And so,
international technical
magazine.
Magazine?
No, technical as in electronic. And so was able to do that. And I've been shooting off and on models and people's headshots to anything with product shots.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've also done a little bit of real estate photography too on the side.
Oh, cool.
And so, but yeah, just some, and I just love it because it's a different way, because I've been a graphic designer for 20 years. So it was nice to, I mean, change it up a little bit, because as a graphic designer, I've always, I never really liked stock photography, because I always wish they would have took the picture a different angle. And now as a photographer, I can now shoot your product the way you want it and edit it and design it, you know. And I'm from the old school. The more you know, the more marketable you are. So most of my designer friends go photography.
The more you know, you said?
Yeah.
The more desirable you are in the photography industry?
Or and the more you know skills-wise. I mean, as a graphic artist, I know I can design, I mean, your web page to social media graphics. And then as while I'm looking through the camera, I'm already thinking, where are you going to put your logo? Where are you going to put your product shot? You know, I can actually, instead of just shooting it and then realizing that, oh, wait, you don't have room, or you're cutting off something because of the product or whatever. And so I just do everything pretty much in the graphics and design and photography.
Great. In the photography, what makes you, I'm going to turn the heat off so it's not enough background noise, but what makes you different from other people? I mean, no offense, these are one of those questions. There's tons of photographers out there. You know, I was talking about some of them too, but I can kind of tell when I look at something, because I've been in graphic design for years too, and like, oh, that's a picture. That's a professional shot. So, but what makes you different from other photographers? Because there's tons of photographers out there. Hey, I'm just going to turn this down.
I just think that my attention to detail and to light. I remember some. I used to shoot musicians, and one of the musicians says, "I tune because I care." He wanted to tune his guitar, and so I was like, "Well, I'm going to steal that, reverse it. I light because I care, because it was proper lighting, and with the right lighting, makes or breaks the picture. I mean, bad lighting altogether is just bad. I mean, and I think
not counting the lighting we have here today, we're not talking about that.
There you go. But I think I just because I care, and to make it more of a art piece instead of just a flat headshot, where most people tend to get just light evenly. I would like for you, I would light your beard to make it more. I mean, just to add
this
a little bit.
New, by the way, I just grew this like a month ago or so.
And
people love it. So
there you go.
Keeping...
There you go. And so, I'm pretty quick at what I do too. The turnover rate is very minimal.
It's like excruciating.
No, I hate
ordering stuff. Like I paid a guy to work on my website. We do our own web design too, but through our system, I work with some people doing marketing, and I said, okay, work on the website. And it hasn't even gotten started yet. It's been 2 weeks, I think.
Well,
I hate that. And people often wonder, like, why won't you work with us? Well, I don't want to pay you a deposit and then wait. Someday you're going to get back to me.
Like, I even did a shoot Saturday, I believe it was, or Friday, and I gave her, the model, a teaser Saturday. So it only takes a couple days to get the headshots, and especially if it's a headshot only editing one picture, it's depending on when the photo shoot is. I try to get the client a Dropbox link of proofs within the day, and then edit within time. But it also just depending on how busy. If I've got if I got 10 headshots in a day,
sure.
That kind of thing. But
it's within a reasonable amount of time.
Right.
Great. So you said you like to do you do photography like to bring out your beauty. What do you mean by that? Is everyone beautiful to you?
I think everybody has beauty to share. And with a good headshot, it will help you feel self-confident. I mean, because a lot of people, I mean, they're like, oh, I don't look good. But with the right lighting and with the right, I mean, attitude, I mean, I try to bring out the good in the people. And I think that, I mean, with the right headshot, you'll feel like $1 million. I mean, you'll feel better about yourself. You're like, oh, I don't look bad. Look at that. I mean, because I've had that experience. A few of my models, that they're like, oh, I just don't feel like it. I mean, because I even would go and find random girls that I would, it's like, hey, I like your look. And they're like, oh, I'm not a model. I'm like, let me shoot you. Mm-hmm. And then once they see their picture, they're like, their confidence is built up. And they're like, wow, okay. And so that's what I think that I also bring is, I just want to make people feel good. And a good headshot or a good photo session, I mean, if you want a modeling session with three-quarter shots or whatnot. And so I just, it's good. I mean, I actually don't mind my headshot. I mean, I even take my own headshot, and I'm like, I'm the worst critic. But I'm like, that's not too bad.
He's got a pretty good headshot. So. I liked it, actually. I liked that it was stylized, like you were saying. It was different. It was a little zany, like I said.
Yeah.
And it definitely stuck out. It was different, which is a good point, because you need to look different to differentiate yourself in the market. If you're selling yourself on whatever you're, I mean, for me, when I look at it that way, is that I'm selling myself. Well, you're always selling yourself, actually, right?
Right. I mean, if
you're a real estate agent or a project manager for something, and you have people on your LinkedIn account that you want to connect with, you're still selling yourself, whatever that is, right?
Right. And I've noticed on LinkedIn, because there are realtors that their headshots aren't bad, but they look like everybody else. And so it's like, how to determine the difference. And then there's a lot of selfies out there that, I mean, selfies are good for your personal page, I would believe, or depending on what you're trying to sell or your mark, I mean, who you are. Mm-hmm. But if you're a lawyer or someone real estate, I think it's important for a headshot. I mean, for me, I look around and I'm like, well, I don't know. I mean, it's like, I think image is everything. I mean, the Sprite had it right. Image is everything.
Sprite,
their old slogan, the drink soda. Image is everything.
Oh, is that their old slogan?
Or I don't know. I haven't seen a Sprite commercial for a while, but I mean, but it is important. I mean, because if you feel confident, you can get the next job. You can get, if you have a photo shoot, it's like, hey, look, I am beautiful. Forget my ex-boyfriend, or, you know, it's so.
So you brought up selfies. How do you feel about selfies?
Selfies, I think if they're done right, they're good. But some of them, are depending on the position of where
the camera
is positioned. Oh, there. Yeah, and sometimes they put their hand too high, or so if you can get a good natural light and get a good selfie, then that's great.
So a little deeper, but what do you think? Obviously, you'll hear my point of view on it. The excessive use of selfies, like the girl, sometimes guy, but usually I've noticed women. Well, the selfie, 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 selfie. I'm like, oh, look, a picture of you again. I'm so excited to see this again. Yes, you're pretty. I mean, that's obviously my point of view. But how, as a photographer, what do you see?
I just look at what I can do with it.
So you look at it as product.
Yes.
Not opinion about if they did 10 that day.
No, I think it's a lot better than the food craze of taking pictures of food. At least
I do that.
Oh, well.
It's okay. I do it just for because I coach people about health, so I show them this is
Well, see, that's help. If you're doing it, but I'm just saying,
work for sure.
Like, Yes, exactly. But I think, I mean, if it makes you feel good, then go for it. Mm-hmm. I mean, and with, I have no problem with it because it's just, that's what social media is. I mean, that's part of the whole thing. I mean, there's the business part of it, but then for the social part of it, it's, hey, here I am at so-and-so doing another selfie. I mean, so, I mean, but to use it for professional purposes, unless you know the person, it's...
Unless you've done 1,000, maybe you won't get the right angle that you need, or you won't even see the look because you're still having your own perspective, right?
It's a difference, but I mean, with all the cameras out there, and you have to compete with, or well, a lot of people are like, well, my camera can do it. My cell phone's so many pixels or whatnot. I mean, and it's like, but compared to a lens. Professional camera to a cell phone, there is a difference.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
And also depending on how you're going to use it. If you're going to print it at all, I mean, the quality is different. I mean, but for social media or on Facebook, it is tough to compete with that.
Thanks for being cool about me setting up the phones and the tripod and stuff here. We were like, yeah, no, he didn't have any, he wasn't criticized it at all. I'm sure for his studio, this wouldn't be the way he would do it. But he didn't say anything about it. Because I'll have guests on sometimes that will have like an opinion or a judgment about it. And they might not say anything, but you could tell. You didn't do that today. And it's your field. So the reason why I'm bringing this up is that you could feel really comfortable with them if you do a shot with them, because he didn't have any of that, and now would be the time for him to have that. When I'm not in front of him in the camera, he had no opinion or anything. He was just happy to be here.
Yeah, I mean, it's location isn't that important as long as you have space for lighting.
That's what you said too. Yeah,
I mean, and with what I can do, and depending on what you want, I can come to you. That's the other thing is, you don't have to come to my studio or the studio that I'm renting. I can come to your workspace. If you have an empty 6x6 or empty space that I can work around with lighting, I've learned to just adapt and work around and figure out. I look at it as a problem to solve, or I don't know how to, just like, okay, I can't move that desk, so I'm going to light you this way, and I can come to you, and I can go to locations. I have portable power, so that location is not that important. I mean, other than don't want to be in the water with my lights, but I mean, pretty much that's the limit. So that's another thing that sets me aside from other photographers. Some of them want you to go only to their studio. For me, I can do anything anywhere, and I'll just make it do. I mean, so if you want an outside of a building shot, I'll light you and everything else like that. So,
now, where are you located if someone didn't want to come visit?
The studio I'm renting is in Draper in Sandy area. I figured it was halfway between where I live in Orem and Salt Lake, that's pretty much, I mean, off of 12300, I guess, however you want to say it, the exit. So
close for some, far for me, but whatever works, right?
It's not far from you. It's only like 4 hours.
I would give people a hard time. So what do you work with? You told me a little bit about your feeds. Do you work with people's budgets, or if they need like 10 shots or group?
Yeah,
shots,
I'm very flexible.
If they had 10 products, like our product here, Accelerator, if they had 10, 20 products, but they only have $500 or $1,000, which might be higher than your fee, would you be able to work with them?
Yeah, I usually give them a base rate and say, this is just, and this is how much I charge normally, but let me figure out what you need, what your needs are, and maybe, and because I'm quick, and that's a lot of the time, a lot of people think, oh, an hour for this much, but within an hour, I could, depending on the products and depending on and how quickly and the stylist helps, or because I don't do much styling, but I mean, I can do some styling of people, and I do direct my models, or and so yeah, I mean, I would work with them depending on their budget, and but I like to make sure that they understand where what I'm up and what I'm worth and what I mean and that kind of thing, but it's all about also depending on their how much product they're selling. I mean, it's like, I mean, I want to make sure that I get a fair deal. I mean, because you're going to make money off of my pictures. And so, that kind of thing. So,
almost lost Facebook again. I don't know. What's up? I pay for high speed connection, guys. Come on. Oh, doing it again. So, anyway, Instagram seems okay, though, which is funny. That's the newer phone, that's the old phone.
Well,
you think that one would have an easier time?
Well, the old, sometimes the olds are better. Yeah, stand by.
So, you mentioned, I can't remember the word you used, sometimes models are apprehensive working with photographers. What? How do you make them feel at ease? How do you work with them?
I like to just, I mean, usually I would, my first outfit or my first 10 minutes, I just, hey, let's just get to know each other. I ask them questions and see what they want and learn what their expectations are. I've always, been open to their ideas too, because my feeling is it's for my portfolio and plus your business, let's say, or if you were a model, it's your image too. It works both ways. And so I'm always trying to communicate and say, and educate the model too. It's like, looking this way and looking here, that much of a difference, that slight change makes that picture that much better. And so I mean, it's nice to educate and show them my process too. And walk through it. Photographers don't like showing their work. They just, here it is, and this is what you're going to get. But to me, I like to, because it's you're paying for it, and so, but I also want to make sure that I would like to post your picture as my portfolio too.
Oh, sure.
Because if it's ugly or if it's not a good picture, I'll still take it for you, but as long as you're open to suggestions and reason and learn from me and all that kind of thing. So I just to get them open, just to talk to them, have them laugh,
Funny then?
What?
Are you funny then?
I can be.
You can be.
Yeah. I can try.
I had someone tell me I wasn't funny or something the other day. I was like, really? My friends think I'm really funny. I'm just not funny to you.
Well,
because you take it too personal. Sometimes people take it personal.
Right.
So what's your worst client you ever had?
I had one model that she thought that she knew how to, I would try to say, move your chin, and she would move from, I haven't really had any real bad ones, and that's one thing that I've been lucky. And most of my photographer friends are like, yeah, I've only had three real bad ones since 2009, and one hasn't called me back to cancel yet, and it's been about 3 years. Mm. I'm not waiting for the call, but, it's like, and that's the thing, is the... I'm also willing to cancel. If the client needs to cancel or the model needs to, I don't care as long as you don't let me get to the studio and start packing. If you give me plenty of notice, or if it's like 3 hours before the shoot, call me. As long as I'm not packed and ready to go, because I travel to the studio. I don't have Hey, life happens. I mean, I'm pretty much.
So you work with people.
Yeah.
Really well, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's life happens and things happen, and just give me plenty of notice. I don't care. I'm not going to bite your head off if you can't cancel. It's like,
so when, not everyone's going to choose you, right? What would you suggest to people listening out there today when they're trying to choose a photographer? What should they look for? Some people will see this. We had a guest here from China. I have some family in Egypt that watch the show. But when people are looking for a photographer, what should they look for?
I would look at their portfolio, first of all. And then I would contact, if possible, contact the photographer and say, do you have any references? And look at who they work with and their portfolio. Because, just because their portfolio might be good, he might not be pleasant to work with. So get the feedback from the model. The models will do it just because they need portfolio pieces and because his portfolio is good. But if he's not friendly enough or just, so I would just look at his portfolio and then contact the people that he shot. And if you can, at least depending on what he, but yeah, that's, and work with too. Clients, if he has clients that he's worked with also, will he take 2 weeks to give you a picture? Or does it take him a month? What is his work and ethic also? But without knowing who that, I would, those are the two things. So.
Great. That's good. So if people want to work with you, how can they reach you?
I have a Facebook page, Pete Mitchell Photography, and then Instagram page is Pete M at PhotoG or underscore PhotoG. And
Pete M underscore
PhotoG.
G like the letter?
Yeah.
Okay.
And just shorten it. Instead of saying photographer, it's just take off and just say photographer.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. And then my email is info@PeteMitchellPhoto.com also. PeteMitchellPhoto.com. Info@PeteMitchellPhoto.com.
Okay, so it's info@PeteMitchellPhoto.com if you want to reach him. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you very much for being on.
No problem.
Watch for our show, Alter Perform, to perform your best in business and life, where we have experts from business and from life to help give you value and pointers and all sorts of things that you could use in your daily business and your life. Remember to look for our product or our sponsor's product, Alter Perform, my product, our brand. Accelerator is the name of the product we're talking about today. It's an energy weight loss supplement, natural. You can find it in stores all over the valley in Salt Lake, and you can buy it online at ultraperform.com, and you can go to where to buy at ultraperform.com. Just go to ultraperform.com, and you can look for where to buy, and there's a whole list of stores there if you want to get something close to you. And a plug, Blue Boutique sells our products. So if you're going there for Halloween to buy some cool Halloween outfits or makeup or something, buy some Accelerator while you're there. We have 100% guarantee. If you don't like it, take it back and we'll take care of you. See you guys later. Thanks for watching and listening to the Ultra Perform Show. See you guys. See ya. So Instagram, we're still live on the audio version of the show, the podcast. Hopefully it didn't disconnect us. Let's see. If you guys are still listening, see you later. And thanks for listening. Bye.